Randy Rothstein and my close personal friend Don Heinen.
Whoa.
With you.
Whoa.
This afternoon.
Ah, okay.
Here at Farming. We've done this since 2012, Don.
Yeah.
Region 15C baseball, and we're down to the final half inning again.
We are for this year. We've done state baseball a little bit longer.
A little bit longer, right?
We haven't strangled each other yet, but it's never really gotten close to that.
No,
no.
Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, get a pinch hitter for Cody Eichers. Devin Wiener batting for Cody.
Devin Wiener.
And the first pitch from Brady Clare, ball. There's a strike to Wiener, and the count, one ball, one strike. Clare's pitch outside, and 2-1 to Wiener. Ethan Vogt on deck. The 2-1 outside, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike.
Here's where you make these guys hit the ball.
And the pitch high, ball four, and he walks the leadoff man. So a leadoff walk will bring Ethan Vogt to the plate. Ethan, his first at bat against Brady Clare. He's 1-for-4 today. Connor Dole's out to have a word with the young man on the mound, and now back to home plate. Wiener takes his lead at first. Hanson holds him there. Declares pitch. Inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. There's a strike right down the middle, and 1-1.
That's where you got to keep it here. Just keep throwing strikes, keep pumping them in, and make hitters out of these guys because you got a 6-run lead here in the ninth inning.
One ball, one strike. Brady Clare's pitch right there again, and strike two. A ball and two strikes to Ethan Vogt. And a swing and a miss. Vogt is out on strikes.
That's nasty, that pitch. But that's what you got to do if you're... Brady Clare out there, you got to throw strikes here. You got that lead. You don't want to be walking and putting guys on base. You know, a couple hits here and a couple hits there and a blast, and they're right back in the game.
James Keepler steps up to the plate. James takes the first pitch from Clare. Inside a ball, and they're going to call a balk on Brady Clare. Or batter or catcher interference. That is a balk. Yep, first balk of the tournament. No pitch. No pitch, so
we don't worry about that runner.
Exactly.
We go after the hitters here now.
Brady Clare kicks and delivers. There's a strike, and 0-1. The ball's one strike.
So if he balked, he must not have stopped completely because I didn't see him do anything else
right.
Wrong.
0-1, this is fouled back and out of play, and 0-2. No balls, two strikes. With the runner at second, that's Wiener. One out. And that pitch bouncing in the dirt. Nice stop by Connor Doles. And the count, one ball, two strikes. One and two. One out. And the pitch from Brady Clare. That's in the dirt. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. James Kiepler so far today, 0-for-2 with two walks, run scored. Alroza down by 6 here in the ninth with one out. Brady Clare ready in the mound. And the curveball, this is fouled off right over the sports deck here. And I think that's all weekend that's the closest ball to the sports deck.
I think so, too.
All weekend.
One did bounce on the steps going up to the sports deck.
It did, yeah.
So that's amazing. You sit up there.
Ripped by Kiepler to Gerken. High throw to first, and they got him. Oh, Trent Gerken, have a day. The one hopper, he swiped at it and went straight up in the air. He barehanded and threw a strike to Hansen at first. Oh!
You know things are going right when you do that, don't you?
You bet. You bet. Two outs on the play. Wiener goes to third, and here's Derek Wiener. Drive to center field. Alex Buddy back. It goes over his head. It's going to score Evan Wiener, and on to second is Derek, and he slides in safely with a double.
That one kept sailing on Buddy out there in center field. Thought he had it measured at first the way it looked, and that was hit.
So 7-2, the double by Derek Wiener, and here comes Matt Schmitz to the plate.
I'll think of that play from Trent Gerken again over there.
Oh, huge play. And those two runs they scored in the top of the night.
They are big.
Here's Matt Schmitz. Pitch inside of Matt. 1-0.
Don't aim it here, young fellow. Just go after him. No strikes.
One ball, no strikes. 7-2. Richmond. 5-5. Matt Schmitz takes inside a ball. And 2-0. Alroza never say die. They keep battling.
Yeah, they do.
Too old to count. Brady Clare's pitch is high for ball, and now 3-0. The count. To kick the pitch by Clare. Inside ball 4, and so he'll walk Matt Schmitz and bring up a designated hitter, Brandon Roelke. Now Kirby Hemish out to have a word with his left-hander. With a two outs and two on here in the ninth inning. See if there's anybody that is throwing for Richmond, or who they may have. Andy Bauer is a possibility. Dan Hansen a possibility. Luke Jokla a possibility. Blaine Ottman possibility. 7-2 the score here in the ninth. Two outs. Clare delivers a strike to Brandon Roelke and 0-1. All on the count. Roelke so far today, 2-for-4. He's got a double. And drives it to left field. This is hit a long ways. Dusty Adams back by the fence and makes the catch for the third out. And Richmond wins 2 on Sunday to take the number one seed in Region 15 seed. Four rows in the ninth. One run on one hit. There was no errors, and two left on. Your final score today, Richmond 7, Alroza 2. We're back in 2 minutes. We'll wrap this one up from our Region 15C headquarters at Schlaefer Brothers Field in Farming. Back in 2.
And now, another episode of One Soil to Live.
All right, let's take a look, Claude. I see you've been keeping it covered.
Yes, I have.
And it appears you haven't disturbed it.
I've tried really hard not to.
You're using living roots throughout the year with diverse species in rotations, right?
Just exactly as you prescribed, Doctor.
Well, I'll have to say I'm impressed with your organic matter, aggregation, and microbial activity. Claude, I'm happy to report that your soil is fit as a fiddle.
Oh, thank you. I guess it's true that soil health management systems are just what the doctor ordered.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Improving soil health can make your farm more productive, profitable, and resilient. Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or are currently in school, you may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thrifty White, Community Health Corner. Thrifty White Pharmacy now offers a diabetes support program. Enroll now and enjoy the many benefits, including medication scheduling, having all your refills filled on the same day each month, and face-to-face counseling, including customized diabetes coaching and condition management. They understand diabetes can be challenging. Your Thrifty White Pharmacist is your trusted resource for achieving the best outcome. Visit your local Thrifty White Pharmacy to sign up today.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
And we're back at farming. We are 14 games in 5 days. Got her done. The Region 15C has a number one, a number two, and a number three seed, Donna.
Absolutely, Randy. We got Richmond going as a number one seed, defeating El Rosa here at 7-2. El Rosa will go in the state as a number two seed, and Lake Henry will go to number three. So Richmond will take that bye that first week in the state tournament. Like Randy said before, we do not know any of the pairings or our game schedule or anything for the state tournament down in Shakopee and DeCraig. So we're going to have to wait until later on tonight probably to find that out, which team and what time they're playing.
We will indeed. The Alliance scored today's ball game.
Came for the Richmond Royals, so they had 7 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error and left 9 on base. For El Rosa, 2 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors. They left 15 people stranded.
Yep. They did have some base runners, that's for sure.
Yes, they did.
The win will go to the Richmond starter today, and that being Alex Buddy. And he pitched 7 strong innings.
Yes, he did, Randy. Pitched great. A little trouble with control here and there. Well, all the pitchers a little bit had some trouble with control. That's what happens. You play games like Richmond, you know, they played a couple more, and some of these guys are kind of beat, you know. So you got to figure it out and get it done.
The loss will go to starter Aaron Vogt. And Aaron gave up the 3 spot in the first inning, but the normal good defense did not help Aaron out in the first inning as they committed 3 errors.
Yeah, they had 3 errors in that inning, and they gave up them 3 runs. That kind of set the tempo a little bit for them, and it's not a good tempo to start that first inning with.
You bet. So, Richmond will get the number one seed, El Rosa the number two seed, and Lake Henry the number three seed. And Don, we're going to name our Albany and Richmond A&W a player of the game, and I think this guy's got a lock on it today, doesn't he? What a day for the Royals third baseman.
Trent Gehrken is just zeroed in on the pitches here right now. He had a home run, a couple doubles, and made some fielding gems. And, oh, my goodness, that last one was something else.
You bet. 3-for-4 for Gehrken today, like Don said. 2 doubles, a home run, a walk. He was all in today, that's for sure.
Yes, he was.
Helping the Royals to that victory. So congratulations to Trent. You'll receive that Richmond and Albany A&W certificate.
And get his picture taken.
And get his picture taken. You bet. So congratulations, Trent. 7-2 your final here. As they're going through some trophy presentations right now to the players from the Richmond Royals. Of course, Lake Henry received the third-place trophy. El Rosa the second-place trophy in Richmond. They'll get the championship trophy, and they also get individual trophies.
Right, they do. It's well deserved by Richmond. They played hard.
We got to thank our Region 15C sponsors for bringing us baseball this weekend: the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank with a branch office in Richmond, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, south of Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Land the Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking on Lewis Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Notch Manufacturing over by Lake Henry, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, DNS Excavating of Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sock Center, and Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op, Paintsville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance of Meyer Grove, Shady's Bar and Grill in Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trappers Pub and Grove in Farming. Don, thank you again for being part of our Region 15C broadcast team.
Not a problem, really. Enjoy it. There are 14 games in again here, and what did you say in 5 days?
Yep, five days. We had a rain out in there. So.
Yeah, we did. So we kind of bottled up a little bit more the first weekend, but like you said, we get her done, and you do a great job on the radio, Randy, so it's a pleasure being with you.
All right. We want to, before we leave, mention Trapper's Pub and Grub here in Farming. It's not just good food. It's great food at Trapper's Pub and Grub here in Farming. They have that grill that's open daily at 11 o'clock. They have your favorite libation, too, there. If you like a pop or a beer or another beverage, you can get it at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. Stop in for their nightly specials beginning at 5 o'clock. That's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, and you want to head over there after the game tonight to enjoy their smoked pork chops, corn on the cob, grilled chicken, and a whole lot more at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. We're going to send it back to the studios. I got the Dick Foote Show coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, so I'm going to go prep for that. Adam Ray, it's all yours for Don Heinen. This is Randy Rothstein. Richmond wins 7-2 this afternoon.